Today is the evening of 15th of December 2017, and the reason I'm doing this broadcast today is, again, the reflections of what transpired on the talk show program with the Hour of Discernment. And the Bible tells us that the heart is desperately wicked, who can know it? And I can say that I can vouch for that verse as it relates to the heart of Larry Phillips. And I can also say that that is a universal affirmation. Doesn't say that some hearts are desperately wicked. But it says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? And we are struggling with sin. We're in this flesh. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing, Paul said. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't feel like we have much victory going on in our lives. We find ourselves succumbing to sin on a daily basis and not perfectly fulfilling the law of God. But the legal work is done by Christ and His Son on the cross. And when people try to hold on to their good works, and they try to proclaim all the good things that they're doing, and all the great progress that they have made, it's a stench in God's nostrils. God said He will not behold, He will not share His glory with another. And He has a way of showing us our despicableness. And when we succumb to sin, that shows the child of God his utter unworthiness and his utter failure apart from the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that Christ is not going to impute my sins unto me. For if He were to impute the sins of one day, I would be damned forever in eternal hell. The sin of pride, the sin of lust, the sin of covetousness, the sin of envy and strife and malice and hate and murder and adultery, all of those sins are present. Yes, yes, even in the child of God. But we are told that there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. And so, we are in this warfare between the flesh and the Spirit. The things we find ourselves doing sometimes are amazing. And where our mind goes, okay, we're drawn away of our own lust and enticed. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And, you know, being born again by the Spirit of God is showing us our utter need of a Savior, our utter need, the reality of what we are apart from Jesus Christ. You know, I want to also just tell everyone that I, in the future, am going to look and examine if I see that people are getting into endless disputations. And I'm speaking of myself included in that. And I am going to ask the Lord to help us not to get involved in endless disputations. Now, whether He will answer my prayer, I'm not sure whether He will or not, or whether He will allow us to go into endless disputations. We're commanded by Paul not to go there, aren't we? Okay. There's many times that we prayed to the Lord and asked Him, but we must ask Him according to His will. Well, His will is that we don't participate in that. And so it's a correct request, I think. Sometimes He allows us to go into endless disputations. Sometimes He allows us to succumb to the flesh. And in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. Well, I was thinking about, I heard that R.C. Sproul passed away. And R.C. Sproul had a God, I think, used R.C. Sproul. He had an influence, a wide-ranging influence over a lot of people. R.C. Sproul said a lot of things that I wholeheartedly agreed with, but he also said a lot of things that I disagree with. God knows whether R.C. Sproul was His or not. God knows whether Larry Phillips was His or not. But I wanted to just call and I wanted to encourage everyone. Okay? We all get discouraged. We all get downhearted at times. We all are tempted by the devil to just throw in the towel. But you know, that's part of being a called out one. That's part of being a, that's a distinguishing characteristic of God's people versus everyone else. We can find ourselves like Peter, denying our Lord in word, thought, and deed at times, but yet God has prayed for us. Christ has prayed for us. He's made intercession for the transgressors. I'm glad that He has interceded for the transgressors, aren't you? And so that's my thoughts tonight. And I hope that this day will find you giving thanks for God's continual mercies, even in the midst of this sin-cursed world and our own flesh, which dwelleth no good thing, and that we will be walking in the Spirit of God on a daily basis. And when we find ourselves tempted and tried, and when we find ourselves being maligned, realize that God is there all the time. comforting us and giving us strength for the battle. God bless.